This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And hey, that didn't take long now, did it? The president was barely into his post-State of the Union road trip when House Speaker John Boehner poured cold water all over one of the key economic items in the president's speech last night. The president proposed raising the minimum wage to $9 an hour. Mr. Boehner said this morning, why would you want to do that? It had hurt small businesses, he said, and kill jobs. Now, there is some disagreement among economists about whether minimum wages help by putting more money in the hands of the lowest paid workers or hurt by encouraging employers to eliminate jobs. So we figured let's ask some people with their wallets on the line. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner gets us going.
At the Marmalade Cafe in El Segundo, California, the breakfast potatoes are hot on the grill, and guys like Alejandro Servin are hard at work.
My job is run food for customers.
Servin is a food runner. He helps the waitstaff serve food. He sets tables, boxes up leftovers. Right now, he's working about 30 hours a week, earning California's $8 minimum wage, plus about $35 a day in shared tips. Would a raise to $9 an hour make a difference?
Yeah, it's so much different for me because I have a family, had to support, had to pay bills, insurance.
Servin and his wife, who works as a cook, have a three-year-old and pay about $1,000 a month in rent, not unusual for Los Angeles. He's hunting for a second job. Selwyn Yaslowitz is one of the Marmalade Cafe's founders. He says a dollar increase in the minimum wage would likely force him to raise prices or cut labor costs.
Maybe make the hours more efficient. For example, people come in at 9 o'clock right now, I make sure they come in at 9:30 and cut off half an hour across the board to be able to afford the increase.
Servin and a co-worker say they're already sent home early when business is really slow.
We work in just 2 or 3 hours. It's hard.
If Congress raises the minimum wage, that ultimately may help boost all the wages at a place like the Marmalade Cafe, including the better-paid cooks frying those breakfast home fries. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.